good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for January 7th, 2020. It's 10:32 a.m. We are on the record to begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sanchez.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Please, gentlemen.
Let the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with that under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve award execute received by acceptance of all for term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County for Pride Enterprise, shown on attachment A. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Was that Commissioner, by Commissioner Alford, right?
Yes, sir.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. All right. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 as Texas Department of Criminal Justice for January insurance reimbursements. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $510,000 at Bank of New York Mellon for interest payment for refunding bond series 2/2012. Item C is consider approved electronic disbursement for $285,825 to BOK Financial for interest payments for the certificates of obligation bond series 2019. And item D is regular county bill check numbers 467116 through 467245. Do I have a motion on both items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sanchez. Any discussion?
No discussion, but I just want to make sure we bring to the table, visit with the auditor beforehand. And basically, the refinances of those would be Ford Park, if I'm not mistaken, the first one at $510,000, the Bank of New York. And the other was the energy efficiency, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You don't have to say that, I don't want you to.
All right.
And any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Have it under County Clerk, we have one item. Consider and approve disbursement of $45,154.70 from records management for purchase of 49 form buyers, binders for deed records, the amount of $18,275 of Kodak Archive digital processor plus warranty, $22,500 and 5 Fujitsu document scanner for $4,379.70. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two items. A is to consider and properly approve a resolution to extend the declaration for Cox Farm Melvin pursuant to section 418.108B of the government code. Item B is to consider and properly approve reappointment of Commissioner Robert Bordes to place one assistant treasurer, Commissioner Jeff Roebuck to place three as president, Randy Walston to place five for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4, pursuant to the Texas Health and Safety Code, section 775.1034A. Motion on those items under County Commission.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sanchez. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering. Item A is consider possibly approve the final plat of COVID Taylor Landing Lots 1 to 47 Phase 2, beginning being of 15.966 acres of division out of 159.03 acre A Hotchkiss Lead, abstract number 31, Jefferson County. 7th Division is located off Country Club Drive, Elizabeth Drive, and precinct number 2 in the city of Fort Arthur, Texas territorial jurisdiction. Plat met off the Jefferson County Engineering and City of Fort Arthur Plat requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Second. Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold.
Do we have those, when we get those approval on those platted from the cities, we do get a document basically saying that, correct?
Yes. That means you can come to the mic and also Dawn, and you can address
Commissioner's question, and I have a couple.
Yes, sir, we do. We do get documentation from the cities.
Gotcha. I know that Steve had mentioned that he could not find any calculations on the capacity or function of retention pond. You know, and we definitely want to know that the pond itself can handle the existing areas and drainage, plus the drainage from the phase of the development, considering a 100-year storm. I just want to make sure that Steve has reviewed this. Don, I think you had some conversations with him. You've been able to answer all his questions.
Yes, sir, that's correct. My name is Don King with Fitz and Shipman Engineers here in Beaumont. We're responsible for the design of the subdivision. The original subdivision construction plans did, as you say, did not have the information on there. We provided your county engineer, Steve Stafford, with a report about the first or second week of December this year, where we did the calculations right after our computer model for the 100-year storm, as well as 5 and 10 and 25-year storms on that. There is a pond downstream, literally, this subdivision. It's a pond which existed there on the old golf course site, and it does have an outfall pipe on it that goes out directly to the canal out there for, I believe that's Taylor Landing. It's a boat cut out there. And it also does have an overflow, and so that goes overland when that gets inundated, that it goes through the golf course. And so our calculations did show that it will be sufficient to provide the drainage during those events. Mr. Stafford has looked at that. I have not received any comments back from that, so
that we can't
comment on his reviews.
Well, we reviewed everything before I left for vacation, and he was aware that I was putting this on the agenda.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, it's like Don said, we didn't have a drawing that showed that pipe that ran to.
So they added that to that to reflect.
Well, it was existing already.
It was
on the whatever subdivision that was.
Well, it was part of the golf course development. Well, probably it was when they put in the COVID Taylor Landing Phase 1, I think is maybe when that pond and the pipe got put in, which would have been about 10 years ago. So it's been existing out there for these years, but we did do an analysis of it, and like I say, it does pass through the storm.
Right. Well, thank you both. My main concern was is making sure that Steve got his questions answered and is adequate and meets our standard. So, okay, thank you.
Okay. I'll help you with some additional information. I'm John here, the mayor of Taylor Landing. That pipe was actually constructed when the golf course was constructed in 1960. It's been there forever. And the golf course was very heavily engineered for drainage. So I'm hoping, but everything I've seen so far indicates that Fitz and Chipman is coming off of the original concept about what they were trying to do out there, because the golf course is very high. And so if you just use the pre-existing engineering, there were a whole series of different channels over on the west side. There's a couple of ponds in the middle over toward the clubhouse is where he's talking about. That's the only 15 pond. And it actually doesn't go into a cut channel. It goes into the bayou.
Yeah.
The original cut through there is north of that. But what you're seeing, that little piece there, is the very original Taylor Bayou. So everything looks like it's fine. I will add that through Harvey and Imelda, none of what we're talking about went underwater.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Lastly, under management information system, we have one item A, to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute and receive the file. A Dropbox order form for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that?
To move.
Second.
Move.
By Commissioner Sandoval, second by Commissioner Holman. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And via addendum, under district attorney, we have one item A, to consider and possibly approve a resolution to allow the district attorney to submit a grant application. communication. To the Office of the Governor, Criminal Justice Division for funding to investigate, prevent, and or prosecute commercial sexual exploitation of people in Texas for the period beginning April 1st, 2020 through September 30th, 2021. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Crawford, seconded by both Commissioners Weaver and Sinodal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that passes. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the board wishes to bring to the attention of the public about our taking action?
Judge, I have a couple of questions, a couple of things I guess we need to at least think about. Reading the paper when we talk about the Jim Land Office, I think they got $75 million set aside to do the study of the basins, to get a big plan. I know we approved for the 11 county organization, eight
plus three.
Okay.
Right.
I just want to make sure that, and with my article in the paper I read, I just want to make sure we don't be in any conflict. And my thing is, since the state had that $75 million, let's make sure we get them to do as much of it as possible.
Yeah, and Commissioner Bush called me yesterday out of the blue, and we talked about that issue, and I think that 99.9% of the money is going to come for the study of the GLO. I think the only thing we're going to have to put in is a little bit of seed money. The $25,000 we talked about originally, and I think the rest of several million dollars worth of studies will all be funded through the mitigation funding that will flow through the GLO, and that's his plan. But we won't have approval of that plan until April, when the federal government approves the state action plan for the money, and they're wrapping those discussions up now, he tells me. So I think that's exactly the way it's going to go.
One last question, one last thought. I know we talked about the lower moderate, and this here should help us to meet some of that because it affects everyone.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, since you're on that board, bring that to their attention, because that's something that causes us not to be able to spend it.
Absolutely. All right. Anything further? If not, just thank you for being here, and we are adjourned.
Okay.